Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, October 11th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Layla Toch. Layla and her parents, Ross and Stacy, and her little brother Levi are a part of Mountain Brook Baptist, and Layla has actually just joined Mountain Brook Baptist as a member as she came to faith in Christ and was baptized. I can't wait for her to tell you more about that at the end of the podcast. But first, Layla, would you read God's word for us? Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Our reading lesson today is 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 3, in the New International Reader's Version. Give praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us a new birth and a living hope. This hope is living because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He has given us new birth so that we might share in what belongs to Him. This is a gift that can never be destroyed. It can never spoil or even fade away. It is kept in heaven for you. Through faith, you are kept safe by God's power. Your salvation is going to be complete. It is ready to be shown to you in the last days because you know all this. You have great joy. You have joy even though you may have had to suffer for a little while. You may have had to suffer sadness and all kinds of trouble. Your troubles have come in order to prove that your faith is real. Your faith is worth more than gold. That's because gold can pass away even when fire has made it pure. Your faith is meant to bring praise, honor, and glory to God. This will happen when Jesus Christ returns. Even though you have not seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not see Him, you believe in Him. You are filled with a glorious joy that can't be put into words. You are receiving the salvation of your souls. This salvation is the final result of your faith. The prophets searched very hard and with great care to find out about this salvation. They spoke about the grace that was going to come to you. They wanted to find out when and how this salvation would come. The Spirit of Christ in them was telling them about the suffering of the Messiah. These were His sufferings that were going to come. The Spirit of Christ was also telling them about the glory that would follow. It was made known to the prophets that they were not serving themselves. Instead, they were serving you when they spoke about the things that you have now heard. Those who have preached the good news to you have told you these things. They have done it with the help of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. So be watchful and control yourselves completely. In this way, put your hope in the grace that lies ahead. This grace will be brought to you when Jesus Christ returns. You should obey your Father. You shouldn't give in to evil desires. They controlled your life when you didn't know any better. The God who chose you is holy, so you should be holy in all that you do. It is written, be holy because I am holy. Leviticus chapter 11, 44 through 45. You call on a father who judges each person's work without favoring one another. So live as outsiders during your time here. Live with the highest respect for God. You were set free from an empty way of life. This way of life was handed down to you by your own people of long ago. You know that you were not bought with things that can pass away, like silver or gold. Instead, you were bought with the priceless blood of Christ. He is pure, perfect lamb. He doesn't have any flaws at all. He was chosen before God created the world, but he came into the world for your sake in these last days. Because of what Christ has done, you believe in God. It was God who raised him from the dead, and it was God who gave him glory. So your faith and hope are in God. You have made yourselves pure by obeying the truth, so you have an honest and true love for each other. So love one another deeply from your hearts. You have been born again by means of the living Word of God. His Word lasts forever. You were not born again from a seed that will die. You were born from a seed that can't die. It is written, all people are like grass. All their glory is like the flowers in the field. The grass dries up, the flowers fall to the ground. But the word of the Lord lasts forever. Isaiah chapter 46 through 8. And this is the word that was preached to you.
Thank you so much, Layla, for joining the podcast and for reading so beautifully for us. Would you tell us about your family?
My dad is Ross, and my mother is Stacy, and my brother is Levi.
What are your parents like?
Very playful and cuddly and kind. I love to play fight with my dad, and I love to cuddle on my mom.
Okay, and tell me about Levi. How old is he?
He is 4 years old.
And what's he like?
Very mischievous and cute.
That can happen at the same time, can it? What is he into right now?
He's into dinosaurs and Scooby-Doo and Mickey Mouse.
Where do you go to school, and what is your favorite subject?
I go to Brock Scat, and my favorite subject is art.
You like to draw or paint?
Both.
Okay.
I like to draw first, and then I like to paint after.
Are you working on a specific project right now in art?
Well, we are doing a poster contest where you try and make the best poster about smoke alarms, make them work for you.
Who is one of your favorite people at your school?
Kennedy, my friend.
Tell me about Kennedy.
She's very nice, and we both love to pretend to be animals.
Okay, when you're pretending to be animals, what animal are you?
Right now, we're a fox.
A fox? Do you make fox noises?
Yep.
Okay, let me hear some of that. And then do you do this on the playground or what?
Playground, and we pretend like we're eating eggs at lunch.
Do foxes eat eggs?
Yep.
I did not know that. Do you have a favorite animal?
Yes, it is a black panther.
A black panther? Have you ever seen a black panther?
No, I've seen them on videos, though. They're so cute.
Layla, what do you like to do for fun?
I love to horseback ride, climb, and I love to draw.
You have very varied interests. Tell me how you got into horseback riding.
I really love horses, and I really wanted to do horseback riding, and my mom found a horseback riding school for me to go to after Tuesdays.
What is the horse's name that you ride?
Buttercup.
What does Buttercup look like?
Like a regular brown horse.
Okay. What are some of your favorite foods, or maybe even the favorite meal that your parents cook?
Pizza, homemade pizza. My favorite restaurant pizza is Domino's pan pizza.
And what toppings do you like on your pizza?
Only cheese and sometimes pepperoni.
Do you have an idea of what you want to be, what profession you want to be when you grow up?
I either want to be a singer or run a restaurant.
I did not know that you like to sing. Maybe we can get you to sing a praise song at the end of the podcast. But first, I want to talk about being a restaurant owner. Why would you like to be a restaurant owner?
Because I mixed my salsa with some cheese dip last year, and it made a cool mixture of sauce, and I would really want other people to taste my sauce.
Ooh, so sounds delicious. Layla, how long have you and your family been a part of Mountain Brook Baptist?
Since I was a baby.
So you've only come to Mountain Brook Baptist. This is the only church you know.
Yep.
And tell me how you came to faith in Jesus.
I told my parents and we did a big prayer.
Okay, so you told them you wanted to be a Christian. And then after y'all prayed together, what happened?
We went to see Wayne and got my Christian book.
What Layla's talking about is we have a book called I Am a Christian Now, and that just helps kids learn more about what it means to follow Jesus. Tell me a little bit about the book. How many weeks is it and all that?
It's 8 weeks, but it took longer for us because we didn't do it a lot of nights because we couldn't. And some questions were hard and some were easy.
And at the end, when you present your book back, what happens?
I got baptized.
And when you were baptized, I know you had some family come. Tell me about that.
There was lots of my family. My dad's parents, my mom's parents, my aunt, and other
people. Yep. But it was very special day.
Yep, very special.
Tell me about one of your favorite stories in the Bible.
Genesis, which is Adam and Eve, because it's the start of the entire Bible. Eve was tricked by Satan to eating the fruit they weren't supposed to and then getting Adam to eat it.
I'm so glad that you are learning about the Bible and about Jesus. What do you like about church when you come?
I love that I learn the incredible things God and Jesus has done.
Would you sing a Christian song for us? Maybe one that you've learned along the way?
Yeah, I can sing Hosanna.
Okay, I'll play the music and you sing along.
Hosanna, ho, ho, Hosanna. Hosanna, ho, ho, Hosanna. Hosanna, ho, ho, Hosanna. Hosanna, ho, ho, Hosanna. Everybody praise the Lord. Everybody praise the Lord. Everybody praise the Lord. Everybody praise the Lord. Clap your hands and wave your arms and play the drums. Run, rock the guitar. Clap your hands. Wave your arms. You can play the drum. Then rock the guitar. Hosanna, ho, ho, Hosanna. Hosanna, ho, ho, Hosanna. Hosanna, ho, ho, Hosanna. Hosanna, ho, ho, Hosanna.
Thank you so much, Layla, for joining the podcast and for singing for us and for reading so beautifully. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Please pray with me. Thank you for letting us be here at church today. And thank you for helping us be us, and thank you for allowing us to have food and water and friends. Amen.